Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts. Aww. He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, boy, howdy, are we glad to have you here. We're glad you're part of our day. And if you're tuned in, if you're listening to what we're doing here, then that means that you're either a small business owner or you want to be a small business owner. Maybe you work for a small business and you want to get smarter. You want to help the company you work for get better. Or maybe it's just that you're curious. Maybe you're just sort of curious about what's the buzz about small business. What's going on out there in small business? What is everybody getting so excited about small businesses for? And you're trying to find out what's going on with those guys. Well, you came to the right place. You just keep listening, and keep listening to what I do here and what our Brain Trust members offer when they join us, like our good friends Pierce and Jane Howard, who are with us right now. Listen to what these guys have to say, and if you do, you'll find out about what's so cool about small business. You'll find out about the good, the bad, and the ugly about small business, but most of it is good, and especially if you can learn how to manage the people that you have. And Pierce and Jane are excellent at that. They're excellent, do an excellent job of helping us make sure that we find and hire the right people. Pierce and Jane Howard, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have both of you back. And Jane, we've missed you the last couple of times.
Yeah, you had to talk with Pierce. But
we had to talk with Pierce. Job. Yeah, you foisted him on us, but we're glad to have you back. you know, guys, Bill Dunkelberg has reported on this show that there may be as many as 2 million jobs going wanting in the United States. Empty assignments, people needing to hire somebody, not being able to find somebody for that job. And I heard this week that number may be conservative, that it may be much more, it may be many more than that of jobs that are available. And so you and I, the three of us have talked about the Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, your book on how to help people find the right personalities to fit, to put the round peg in the round hole, so to speak. But Jane, if we can't find people to talk to and to interview, what good is all this?
Well, we have to have the right connections, Jim. And one of the things we thought we might talk about today is what do we do if we have hired someone who's not the round peg for the round hole?
So people we already have in our organization. How do we? Because it gets worse, doesn't it? I mean, if there's too many jobs and not enough people, we don't need to lose the people we got, do we?
We need to do everything we can to hang on to those people.
And to make sure that they're high functioning in some assignment, if not the one they're in.
That's right.
So what do we do?
All right. Well, one of the things that we like to do, Jim, is to first of all know a person's personality. Know who we're dealing with, so then we can figure out, all right, if we know who they are, then how do we go about managing them effectively? And to do that, we're looking at five basic traits, personality traits that we talk about, that we call the Big Five.
The five-factor model, which we've talked about many times. So you know, remember when we were in high school, Jane? I mean, I can barely remember that far. I know it's like just a few years ago for you.
You're right.
But remember when people would say, oh, she has such a great personality.
That's right.
Yeah, remember that? That's not the same thing you're talking about, is it?
That's not the same thing we're talking about. Back then, what went for a good personality was somebody who was what we would describe as being more extroverted. And
yeah, friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to people.
That's right.
Yeah.
But what we're thinking about with the five-factor model are three distinct types of traits And what we want to think about is, all right, if the person is doing something for us that's not natural, how do we then go about recognizing that person for doing something that's sort of what we would call above and beyond the natural part of their job? And we can look at all five of those and then get going.
So are you saying that, are we assuming that this person is in the right assignment?
Or
do we know yet?
Well, not necessarily. We are thinking about people. One of the things we know with small businesses is you hire somebody when you simply have too much work to get done.
That's right.
And so what we often do is take all the things that we don't want to do and lump them into a job.
And give it to somebody, and whether irrespective of whether they're qualified for that work or not.
That's right.
Hold on to that thought. Pierce and Jay, we're going to let Pierce talk, folks, a little bit, I promise, right after the next break. And we'll be right back with Pierce and Jane Howard, the authors of the Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friends Pierce and Jane Howard, the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. My websites, by the way, folks, are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and the archives of my shows. And all the way back to 99, we've been archiving. We've been online. We've been simulcasting online. In addition to being on the radio since 97, we've been simulcasting online since 98. And so we've got a lot of long history of making content, audio content, available to our audience, the interviews that we've done. And by the way, you can podcast those. Every one we've ever done, since we've been saving these and archiving them, and they're all in categories, by the way, whatever's on your mind. But you can podcast them. We'll allow you to download them, put them onto a CD, or burn them onto a thumb drive, take them with you, whatever you'd like to do. Yeah. Just use it to your advantage. All we ask is that you keep them intact. And don't forget to check out our blog, and you can subscribe to my free newsletter, which we're very excited about the new look that we've created for it this summer. Everybody we've talked to loves the new look of the newsletter. So check that out and subscribe to that. It is free. It comes every Sunday by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And of course, thousands of articles there at smallbusinessadvocate.com as well. Our Brain Trust members are all there. Also, our knowledge base, AskJim.biz, which is where you can go to get small business answers now. And Pierce and Jane Howard are well represented on both of our sites. They're very, very long-term contributors to both of our sites, and we appreciate that very much. Pierce, Jane was just talking about the challenges that small business owners have in having, you know, so many jobs to do and not enough people to do all those jobs. How do we, if we know the personalities? As you know, Pierce, we may have one person doing three different types of tasks, some of which may be contrary to their personality. How do we deal with that?
A classic example of that is a woman once who came to me saying that she wasn't feeling very good about her work. And so we went to lunch to talk about it. And as I heard her describe what was bothering her, I realized exactly what was happening. She was perfectly qualified for her job. She was a secretary. This was 20 years ago, so this was in the days when they were secretaries.
When they called themselves secretaries, right?
Yeah. But she was a perfectly qualified secretary. She was excellent at everything she did. It wasn't a performance issue. It was an issue that she was getting bored. And what I realized when we were just talking at lunch is that she was so good at what she did that we would continue to give her, she would finish one production typing job and we'd give her another one. And she was too creative for that.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted more responsibility. She wanted something a little bit more of a challenge. And so it occurred to me that what we needed to do was to try to break up those more repetitive type jobs,
mm-hmm.
Tasks, and space them out more, and give her challenges like how to organize a project, how to get something else organized, etc. And that solved the problem. She was fine after that. So it was a matter of realizing it wasn't a performance issue. It was she didn't have the right kind of gas to do repetitive work 8 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
4 hours, fine, but not eight.
Well, now, Jane, I'm sorry, go ahead, Pierce.
So I think the task, as you asked originally, the task is how do you recognize when a person may not have the natural kind of gas to do a job so that you can intervene like that?
Well, the way I recognize it and the way I think the quickest way, it seems to me, to identify this is when there's pain, the pain that created the lunch that you had with this lady, or frustration.
It's a matter of listening and paying attention.
Yeah, and when you hear frustration, and it could be that the employee isn't the first one to become frustrated. It could be that you're the one who's frustrated.
Yeah. Another way, Jim, is so through people avoiding things that they don't like. They make plenty of time for doing the kinds of work that they enjoy or prefer, but there's that task they just never quite get around to.
You know, a good example of that would be a bookkeeper who is very kind, and he or she is great with attention to detail and the kinds of things you want in a bookkeeper. But let's say you're a small business, and this bookkeeper also has responsibility for collections.
Right.
Well, collections don't necessarily come naturally to a person who is kind. You need to have a little bit of aggression and toughness. And so this bookkeeper may, you know, they may have some receivables that are overdue, but they keep putting them off.
Well, and then the owner gets frustrated because he or she starts getting out of cash.
Exactly.
That's right. That's
exactly.
Right.
And that's where it manifests in that way. So should we look at assigning jobs differently than we have in the past, maybe? So in other words, Jane, should we, instead of saying, okay, I know that, you know, you're available, Bill, so here, take this job. And that's what happens. Sometimes just jobs pop up. Some project pops up. We give it to somebody. Should, instead of giving it to the next person in line, so to speak, you're saying that we ought to know more about the personality of our employees, I think, and make sure that we're giving the assignments to the right people. And I'm going to get you to respond to that right after these messages, Jane. Jane and Pierce Howard, ladies and gentlemen, are our guests. They're the authors of the Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. It's 10 Till. We'll be right back with more to come after these messages. Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friends, Dr. Pierce Howard and Jane Howard, the husband and wife team that we can't do without because they're such outstanding members of our brain trust. Pierce, folks, is the author of The Owner's Manual for the Brain, which is now in its third edition. At least that's the new edition I've got, Pierce. Is that right, the third edition?
That's it.
And you know it's not chopped liver, folks, if it comes out in its third edition. And it's a massive work, a wonderful work that Pierce has created. And then the two of them are the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. And, Jane, give us that website, please.
The Syntax website, Jim, is www.syntax.com. And that syntax is spelled C-E-N-T-A-C-S. Stands for Center for Applied Cognitive Studies.
And folks, if you'd like to know more about the personality of your employees, first buy the book, and I really do encourage you to do that. This book on personality will open your eyes about personality. I promise you, it's easy to understand. It's in plain English. Go ahead, Jane.
If I can throw one more item in there, you may not know that Pierce's book, the third edition of The Brain, won 3 awards back in June.
I didn't know that.
It won a bronze, a silver, and a gold in terms of Book of the Year.
Wow. Where did that happen?
in New York.
Congratulations, Pierce.
It was at the Book Expo for all the book publishers.
A bronze, a gold. What, did you take all three prizes? They didn't give anybody else a prize, Pierce?
Three different categories.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, man, I bet there's some mad people angry at you up there in New York, some of these competitors. Well, you know, I'm not surprised, Jane, and you know I'm not. I mean, I know Pierce thinks he's here because of his looks, but he's here because of his brain, and you are too. But the thing is that folks, we don't have any chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. Pierce, congratulations. Not the least bit surprised. Okay, so Jane, we've got this job that we have to do. This is project, whatever it may be. Could be in sales, could be in accounting, could be planning, it could be budgeting, could be lots of different things. And so we look around and we say, okay, who should I give this to? And we just pick the person who looks like he's not busy, maybe. That happens a lot in small business. That's not a good plan, is it?
Absolutely not, because if we don't think consciously, Jim, about the kind of job we're giving someone, we could be setting the person up for failure. We could make the person discouraged so that they say, gee, if I have to do that all the time, I better go look for another job. And with your opening statistic about how many available jobs there are out there where we can't find somebody, we want to do everything we can to hang on to that person.
If you got good people, you better be clucking over them to make sure you hang on to them. And don't setting them up for failure, Pierce, that's got to be like the cardinal sin of the 21st century in management, isn't it?
Yes. And when you set people up for failure, there are two ways you can do it, as we mentioned earlier. One is by putting them in a job that they don't have the talent for. And the other way to do it is by putting them in a job that they don't have the energy for.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got talent for proofreading, but I hate it. So I've got the talent, but I don't have the natural energy. That's the challenge. I mean, put a person in a job who is excellent at it, but let's say it's a very stressful position. Just by the nature of the clientele or the context of the job, it may be extremely stressful, and this may be an individual who is very susceptible to stress. So it doesn't mean they can't perform well. It's just that you need to manage the stress. You need to be able to, for example, if they've had 2 or 3 hours of a particularly stressful episode, you need to let them go take a nice 15-minute brisk walk and kind of burn it off.
Do you recommend that we should know the personality and where these people are from a personality standpoint on the five factors, where they are on each one of those scales for every employee?
One way to do it is just to look at them and observe them and talk with them and that sort of thing. But in lieu of that, you can use a personality assessment that's not too complicated, and it will help you figure that out.
Which I have taken your assessment before, by the way. And folks, they suggested that I become a monk and not have any dealings with anybody. I think that's what
I
it was.
I don't think
wasn't
so.
It? That wasn't it? Okay, I was thinking that's what you said. But no, seriously, I do encourage you to do that, folks. But start with the book. I really mean this, folks. This book will open your eyes. The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work by Pierce and Jane Howard. Hey, guys, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.